Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got your vault password 10 minutes away. You just have to remember that one to get in to play Beat the Bank. We play twice a day.
Got it.
We also told you we were going to teach you something. We're wondering what you call the teens. And Jenna, you looked it up?
The years.
The years. Yeah, like what we're in right now.
Right, because like Kelly said, the last decade, they called it the zeros, the O's, the aughts. Uh-huh. And this one, there's no real consensus, but it's largely been called the 2010s.
The 2010s.
The 2010s.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
We need to come up with a cooler name for them. I mean, they're almost over, so it's a little too late now.
Yeah.
Not nearly as exciting as I thought it would be. I'm not satisfied.
Come on, man. All right, let's do Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us about those quirky things you do. You thought they were normal, but hey, no, they're not. We're here to tell you if you're crazy or not. And I know you call in with hopes of being called crazy by the show.
Sure.
And that's fine. We got a couple here from the text. You can use that same phone number to text us if you want. Good morning. I'm Rebecca. I have to sleep with all the closet doors closed in my house so that nothing can come out of them while I'm sleeping. I can't hear them. And I make my husband sleep on the side with the closet doors. So if anything comes out, I can get out. And he gets taken. Does that make me crazy?
Those lingering childhood fears, right? Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yeah.
I bet her parents locked her in a room because she wanted to come sleep
with them. See, now you're making me feel bad.
Now she's afraid of things in the room with her. That's what happened.
I only showed him for a couple minutes.
Scarred for life.
Here's a guy that was trying to kill a cockroach in his house with a flamethrower. Does that make him crazy?
Yes.
No, man, you got to use whatever you got to use because those cockroaches can, they're saying they'll survive
a... The house down. Yep. And the cockroaches will still survive.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
With a flamethrower.
First
of all, who has a flamethrower?
You can make one.
Yep.
You can make one.
Yeah. Blew up his house.
Hey, I know if I'm going to a certain store, I have to make sure I'm not wearing something that I bought from that store because I feel they think I shoplifted and I'll get arrested. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, that random thought passed through my head sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't think like, wow, I hope they recognize that I shop here. Yeah.
Or if I'm carrying a bottle of water in, I want to walk in drinking it so the security camera
can be
walking in drinking it.
Right, right.
So when they pull me over, it's like, no, look at the security tape.
I promise I paid.
I've got a shirt at home now. I've had it for 2 years. It's got the security button on it, but I've always been hesitant to take it back because I think they might think I stole it. So it's just in my closet.
So you never worn it?
I've never worn it. Not once. It's in my closet right now.
I mean, it's too late now.
I probably don't even carry it anymore. Yeah. I don't even know where I bought it now.
I want to see what the shirt looks like. What if it's like his coolest shirt? Hey, what's going on, Philip?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm so excited to talk to y'all.
Oh, well, we're about to find out if you're crazy or not, man. What's going on?
Okay. So I've got a really bad anxiety spike whenever I'm around a large amount of yogurt.
A large amount.
Yogurt, okay.
And it became really bad, so I Googled it. And it's called zeaortheophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can be around a little bitty cup of yogurt, but if there's a gigantic tub, I have to walk out of the room because I start hyperventilating and I get freaked out.
Wow, but you're not lactose intolerant?
No, no.
And what did when they described your condition, how did they describe it? Just a fear of yogurt or is it a fear of pasteurized products? What is it?
Yeah, he's right.
Well, I haven't gone to a doctor or a shrink, but it's just self-diagnosis and Google WebMD helps, so.
But it's just yogurt. It's not like sour cream or other dairy products.
No.
Oh,
no, I can be around cream cheese and sour cream, but yogurt sets me off.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Wow. All right.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
When you Google it, it's
That's
very
not crazy.
Popular.
That's not crazy,
most
Philip.
People are scared of the back, knowing that it has bacteria and the texture.
And then cheese has, you know, if you really think about it, cheese is gross.
Yeah, it's bacteria.
But I'm eating cheese.
Of course.
That makes me crazy.
Huh. I don't get the people that eat the stinky cheese.
Some of them is good. Some of them are good.
The stinky cheese.
Nice little cheese board.
I feel like that's what my breath smells for the next 2 days.
It does.
Nice little cheese board, glass of wine. Good night.
Good night.
That's good night.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do?
Let's see if you're crazy.
Oh, man. Okay, you guys got to help me out here. I have this really bad habit. I work from home, and I drink bottles of water throughout the day. And even though I'm by myself, if that bottle is open, I have to go and get a fresh bottle because I'm thinking somebody has drank out of my bottle or breathed on it or something, a fly has gone over it, and I have to get a fresh bottle of water. I do it every single day. I can't help it. I can't stop. I have paranoid.
How many bottles do you think you open a day?
Oh, about 12. Seriously.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, it's so bad. My son has started recycling my bottles, thank God. We have a Costco membership just so I can get water. I can't help it. I can't stop. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
And wasteful.
Yeah, that's
crazy and wasteful. JC is very disappointed in you. JC shaming her.
Kind of crazy.
We love you, Tita. Yeah, but you just drink that one. Just try it one time. You'll be fine.
You know, maybe there's got to be a way to help her cope. Like, make sure you always recap it, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you recap it?
Oh, that doesn't help. That doesn't help.
Oh, it doesn't help.
What about putting it in the fridge?
No, I never drink cold water.
Thing is, she feels like somebody could just randomly open it for her, even if she's home alone.
Wow. Mm.
Which is why she's in the crazy club with us.
All right.
Welcome to the club, Tina.
I don't drink cold water either when I buy bottles. I have them room temperature. If I'm not sure or, you know, if I've had it in my purse, then I'll put it in the fridge and the next day it makes it taste a little fresher.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to be wasteful like that too. And now I try and drink all the water.
It's too expensive.
Let's go tap on it.
Nothing's worse than getting in your car and finding like five half
bottled waters.
Half full bottles of water. I feel so guilty.
I have one in there, but that's where I put my gum. I discard my gum.
Oh.
I feel like it's cleaner that way. It's just gum. Until my wife takes a drink out of it. We kiss and stuff.
Gag thinking about that.
It's like kissing.
That's your food though.
Yeah.
It gets food out of your teeth.
Leftover.
I know.
Ugh.
It's just Mindy.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Carson. Hi, Carson.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, buddy. How old are you?
9.
9 years old, and you think you're crazy already?
Yep.
All right, let's see.
Yep. Whenever I was little, I could smell people's socks or feet and tell who it was.
Like anyone or just mom, dad?
People you know?
Anyone.
Wow.
Is it a talent you've lost? Because you said you were little, so you can't do that anymore?
Still do it.
Huh? You can still do it.
All right, you come down here to our studio.
Yeah.
And we're going to blindfold you, and we'll take our shoes off, and you see if you can identify us by sniffing our feet, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Carson.
All right.
Hey, Carson. Who has the stinkiest feet in your family?
Probably my dad.
Dad.
It's always dad.
I don't know why.
I don't either, man.
Something happened when you become a dad.
Dad would take his boots off. We had to clear the house.
I don't think you're crazy. I think you're crazy talented.
Because dads probably aren't getting new shoes very often.
Not bad. Just took a sniff of mine. Ooh. Thanks, Carson. Welcome to the Crazy Club.
Boys are gross.
Huh?
Yeah, we are.
Boys are gross.
Yeah, that's what we do.
He had to start.
And that's cool.
He just took a shoe off and put his face in it.
Well, I wanted to see if I had dad feet.
Do you?
What is dad feet?
I'm happy. Smelly feet. I'm happy to announce I don't.
Not yet.
According to you.
You want to smell it?
No.
I'm telling you, it smells like new shoe.
For some reason, talking of smelling makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, I'm
Trey
not
sniffing nauseous.
Right. I'm not pregnant. Don't really start.
Trey, how's your foot smell? Oh.
Like a
dad. Bad.
It's bad. It's a leather shoe that it's like 3 years old that I've sweated in.
Yeah.
Took these to Vegas.
That's bad. Boy. That's bad stuff right there. Right.
That's enough info.
Thank you, Trey. Trey in the control room right there, smelling his feet.
A week jumping on today.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
I don't know.
Hey, Judy.
Yes.
Talk to us.
Yes is what we're going to say when you say, does that make me crazy? Hopefully. Let's see what you got.
Well, when I'm driving down the road, when people look over at me, I stick my finger up my nose just because they're staring at me.
Give them something to look at.
It does. And then they gotta like turn around and look twice. And they're like, what?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's crazy, but I like that one.
I think that does make you a little crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I do the opposite. I will not pick my nose if anybody's around me.
Like, no, not at the red light.
I check the mirrors, the windows, you know, look outside. I'm like, if that car is even close enough to see what I'm doing, I can't do it.
I can't even do it if somebody's in front of me because I feel like they can see me in the rear view mirror.
Yeah, and they can
because I've caught people picking their nose when I look in mine.
Yeah.
That's funny. But we all do it. We all pick our noses.
Now I have this uncontrollable urge to pick my nose right now.
Do it. conquer your fear and we'll watch you it.
Yeah, all right.
You got something in there?
Yeah.
You do?
Fine.
Yeah. You'll get it later. Prime picking time is after work.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get in the car.
Yeah.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
Good morning. You're crazy involves your kids.
Yes, so I have three. My youngest is almost two, and my oldest is six. So I like their drool, like the smell of their breath and their drool. Like if I have to wipe my son's mouth off or something, I always smell it, and my husband thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah,
he's right. How old is your kid?
My oldest is six, and my youngest is almost two.
Yeah, because at six, they already have that little dragon breath going on.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I don't get it. I know it's gross, but I just, like, if I wipe their mouth or anything, or I like the way their breath smells everything.
Well, they do have flowers called baby's breath, right?
Yeah, they do.
Do those stink?
So
no.
Oh, okay.
I don't really smell much.
Yeah.
All right, I still think you're crazy.
That's cute mom crazy
it's cute, but it's still crazy.
All right, let's take one more here from Zach.
All right.
Hi, Zach.
Hello.
Hola. All right, let's see.
How are y'all?
We're doing well, man. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, well, when I'm at the gym, whenever I finish on a machine, I raise the weight so that if anybody comes up, they don't think that I'm weak.
I think that's self-preservation at the gym, isn't it?
That's awesome. That's on point,
don't mess with him.
I'll go ahead and jump in your club, man. I've done that, too.
That's on point. That's on point right there.
And Zach, especially if you see a girl walking up, like she wants to use the machine next, so you want to let the girl know.
You're supposed to take it off and re-rack them so I don't have to lift them off.
No, it's the machine.
It's like the little pin.
Just a little pin. Yeah, just a pin. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't tell what you're lifting until, you know,
that's
until they walk up.
Yeah, until they go over there.
Yeah, Zach, my man.
What are you benching right now, Zach?
I don't want to say that on the radio.
Come on, dude.
Go ahead, Zach.
Trust you.
Show off.
I'm not like I'm not like 135.
There you go. It's all good, man.
But you flip it up. You put the pin where?
Oh, I mean, for the bench press, it's not.
So, but when you're like,
if you're doing the bench,
like on the bicep machine, like if on the bicep machine, if I'm doing like 55 or 70, and then I leave, and then I usually put it up to at least like 80 or 85.
Yeah.
So,
that way
they know that I'm stronger.
I'm
one of the smaller people at my gym, so I gotta make sure that the meatheads that are there, they're not that disappointed in me. You know?
So JC walks up, man, that little skinny dude's doing 85 pounds.
Zach's rocking it over here. My man. All right, Zach, you have a good one, man. Thanks for calling, buddy. That's awesome. That was great.
That's funny.
I love Zach.
That's funny.
Does that make me crazy? We thank you for all your text messages and your calls. But we do have to clear the phone lines because...
It's that time.
We're not doing it yet, Big Al.
Oh, okay.
But we are hooking you up with the password that you're going to need for the vault.
All right.
Again, don't call yet. Just remember this. The password is Batman.
Oh, I like that one.
The password is Batman.
The password is...
Batman. You remember that password? You're going to need it within 10 minutes. Hopefully, we'll have you call in and win because Beat the Bank is coming up.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right. The vault is about to be opened. In order to open that vault, you need a password. Hopefully, you remember that password because we need you to give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KIDS. Caller number what, Jenna?
Oh, 13.
Caller number 13, you'll get the first chance to win this morning. And, hey, if you're calling this morning, you don't get in, it's okay. We're going to play an hour from now, okay?
There you go.
We play twice a day, every day, with Beat the Bank. And once we give away this password, forget about it because we'll give you a new one next hour or next time we play.
Brand spanking new password.
Brand spanking new. And while we wait for our Beat the Bank contestant, we had a Caroline Craddock sighting on television last night. Oh, yes, we did. I thought she had not gotten on, and then Kelly informed me that the little that I missed of American Idol last night, that's the part I missed with Caroline in it.
Yeah, if you tuned in the second hour, you missed it.
Dang it!
So
I thought they were going to close it out with Caroline, so I thought I was for sure going to catch her.
No.
I got to watch her sing this weekend, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did great.
Yeah.
Caroline sounds so awesome.
Yeah, so it's short and sweet. She got to, you know, crack a joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And made the judges panel roll.
Okay, let's hear Caroline Craddock on Idol last night.
I want to be the next American Idol because I didn't make it on The Bachelor, and I feel like this is my last choice, so. No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty funny.
So if the singing thing doesn't work out, Caroline's got a bright future in stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy is right.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
And a lot of people are talking about the prank Katy Perry pulled on.
Awful.
It was.
It was horrible. It was cruel. It was not cute.
What?
She pulled.
Did you catch this, Jenna?
No. Oh.
It was the very last group to audition.
So
you had to stick it out to the bitter end to see. I thought it was awful.
I thought so, too. So there's four girls, I believe, right, in this group. And
they
got done singing.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't say it was their best performance.
No, they were good. You have to have a little bit of backstory. So three girls were really helping this one girl, this bright redhead girl. You know, not real red, but, you know, I'm just...
But they're all in the same group.
She's struggling, and they're helping her, but they're not turning on her like some groups can. Like, you're so stupid, just get it. No, they loved her through it. They were like, you got this. You do your part. Let us handle the harmonies, da-da-da.
It was actually really cool.
It was
really
a supportive thing the whole time. And up to the last minute, you think this little redheaded girl, she's going to fall apart. She's not going to make it. So she gets up there. They pull it together. She's a little shaky, but they... sound awesome.
They did.
Yeah.
And they're all complimenting them and saying how great they did. And then this is what Katy does.
This is when they line them up and they tell you who's going to make it
horribly
through.
Horribly cruel.
All right.
I can't believe this.
You like it.
And all I feel is love. Whoa, oh, oh.
So
funny. Yes. We're all hugging each other. Everything's all good.
You guys all got stardust on you. And I mean, honestly, like, you guys as a group, you picked well. You guys know what you're doing. But we have room for three more people.
Yeah, so?
Out of you girls, I need one person to volunteer.
Oh.
To not go on to the next round.
Oh.
I'll do it.
It's the redhead girl.
The redhead girl has struggled.
Aww.
Crying.
They all cry.
Oh, sweetie, don't cry. You're all going through.
No,
oh,
funny.
Not funny.
Funny.
Oh, boy.
That's not funny.
It was not. It was. Oh. It made me feel so bad for the girl.
Lionel Richie runs up there is like.
He was mad.
He was really like.
He was upset.
He felt bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like,
boy.
This girl is crying. Luke goes up there and then Katy comes up there. She can't. Just apologize. She's like, oh, look at this girl's heart. I'm never going to forget this girl. This girl's heart. Now, the other three look like you wouldn't give... Who would give up their right to be there?
Well, they're all standing there. It's like, is this a test? Like, who wants it the most? Yeah. It's one of us?
Yeah, are we on the Hunger Games?
Am I really going to throw away my dream? I auditioned. I sat outside for 12 hours. I'm just going to give it up like that?
They're suddenly the bad guys for not volunteering?
Yeah, people were making... mean comments about the girls for
they
not.
Shouldn't because and they shouldn't. They helped her. Been put in that position.
Oh man.
Well, they paid her $20-something million. She was trying to make it worth it.
You could tell Luke Bryan and Lionel were confused when she said that.
It wasn't funny. I didn't like that.
Somebody must have put her up to it. She didn't have to do it. I mean, she did it herself.
I think it's just.
But at the end of the day, it's entertainment.
So much ratings, boy.
Right.
It's entertainment. So they're trying to entertain. Okay.
How about more Caroline and less those stupid pranks?
Yeah, more Caroline.
Entertain me like that.
I guess we'll see how Caroline does now in the solo rounds, because now they move to the solo rounds, and the next episode's on what, Sunday? Sunday and Mondays, right? So we need some singing, Caroline.
Is this a new thing? Have they been doing groups the whole time and I just missed it?
Yes, that's when they fight and people have all these, they headbutt each other.
They were four separate contestants.
In a group.
But they put them together. Okay. I thought they came as a group.
No.
Break up. They have to decide who's in which group.
Yeah,
they have to
pick
amongst themselves.
Yes, I remember that. Okay.
And there's always like an odd man out that has to walk around. Can somebody let me be in the group? That kind of thing. And it's sad.
Got it. Yes.
But speaking of groups, I'm glad you brought up groups because we are going to get to chat with a really cool boy band today after the show.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to hear that interview with them tomorrow. 7:45 Central. Of course, we're talking about the boys. Why don't we?
Who gets a car for her sweet 16? Who spends a stack of dollar bills on a limousine? That one, the girl who takes a bus and who is baggy jeans, rocking Nike Airs. What the hell, a Louboutin? Don't want no fake tan shorts.
Like the
daddy's money don't work. Shop until you drop on the town.
So we'll have a nice little chat with Why Don't We of B-Dubs Music Hangout. No word if they're bringing Logan Paul with them. I know he's helping them a lot.
That'd be your dream come true.
Has the world forgiven Logan Paul, by the way?
Mm-hmm. I mean, things have a way of time, you know, just make you forget. The next the next big scandal comes along, you know?
Yeah. But he's really good buddies with these guys, and we'll chat with them. Why don't we? 7:45 Central tomorrow morning on the Kid Kratic Morning Show. You guys want to do a little tidbit news action right now?
Let's do it.
I got to turn up my volume.
All right, turn up your volume.
There you go.
It's time for tidbit news.
Us, Al.
Guillaume Ray is suing a Vancouver restaurant in British Columbia's Human Rights Tribunal for discrimination against my culture. Those are his words. Milestones Restaurant said Ray was given the boot for the aggressive tone and nature he used with co-workers while being a waiter. He was fired after one faux pas left another server borderline in tears. But Ray says his colleagues just misinterpreted his direct and expressive je ne sais quoi, because he's French.
Oh. We are naturally rude.
That's what he says.
I'm not rude, I'm French.
I'm sorry for being French.
That's his defense.
You are a panty waste.
Your boy at the hairdresser used to say, you have a face like a pig.
I look like a pig. Thank you, Jose Bear.
He said that to you?
That'll be $800.
But he's not French, is he?
That'll be $800.
Oh, he is French? Okay, cool. He's suing because, I mean, there's restaurants that require you to be rude.
Yeah, there's that.
So you can get a job there.
Restaurant.
Yeah, like the Express Resort.
Yeah, that'd be perfect restaurant for him to go work at.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to win any money.
I don't know.
Or how about this right here? The PTA gets wild, everybody.
The parents or the teachers?
A woman in New York attacked her ex-best friend's new best friend at a PTA meeting on Saturday.
Okay.
She was arrested. The next day, she went and threw a brick through her ex-best friend's window.
Oh, no. That's not good.
And then...
there's more.
Oh, yeah. Then, again, this is a PTA mom, soccer mom, probably has a Constantine van like you do, Kelly.
You know, she just finally reached her breaking point. Yeah.
And then, after she gets arrested, gets out, goes and throws the brick through the window, she gets into a shootout with the cops.
What?
Oh, my God.
She was hit in the shoulder.
What?
And, of course, she is facing several charges.
Okay. What?
She needs therapy.
She's got problems.
Yeah.
That was just it. I bet she just walked in and saw that dirty laundry one day, and her friend had a new friend, and she was just like, I'm done.
The relationship. You see your girl or your guy with another person. That's one thing, but just homegirls?
Yeah, girls get mad.
Yeah.
Like territorial. That, man? Throw a brick through a window, man?
I mean, I don't.
Shoot
I
at
don't
the police,
care,
man?
But yeah.
Who gets in a shootout? Where are your kids, by the way?
Brittany! I want to be your best friend. Same. Bam. Oh, God.
She wants to run for PTA president next year.
She gets things done.
Yeah, she's charged.
Yeah, she's going to get things done. That's what's going to happen. Man. All right. Is it time?
It is time.
Let's do it.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. 100. Swipe left. Swipe left on 2. What amount is right for you?
Are you talking about Bumble or Beat the Bang?
Well, it's an analogy. Like when he says 100, your
raps are analogies.
When you don't say stop, you're swiping left.
That's right.
You're not selecting.
That's
that
what hip hop is.
I see 100 swipe left onto. We'll break it down.
Oh
later.
He's swiping left on the
low. That went over my head.
He's only swiping right on the high stuff.
Hey, thank you, JC, for understanding. Yeah. I'm glad you're smelling what I'm stepping in.
Jenna and I speak hip hop. Thanks. So we got you. Kind of. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Hopefully, it's about to get even greater for you. In fact, why don't we go ahead and step up to that vault right now?
Hello. Please enter your password.
Batman.
Password accepted.
Hey!
Oh, thank goodness.
Boom.
Well, now the vault is open for you, Amy, which means you get to play Beat the Bank. Thank you for remembering that password. Here's the rules. You're going to step inside the vault with the banker. He's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. And make sure you're loud because we got to hear you. If we don't hear you and that vault closes,
boom,
you get nothing.
No.
And that money's going to get progressively higher the longer you stay in the vault. So it just depends on your nerves of steel and how the banker's feeling today. Okay, Amy?
Okay, I'm ready.
Who are you playing for this morning?
Myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I don't need nobody else. This is my money, she
says. Talking about.
There you go.
All right, Amy, let's win you a bunch of money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110, $150, $220, $270, $380, $440, $620, $660, $700.
Amy.
Oh, the first shutout. Oh, it had to happen eventually.
I told myself when I got to 700, I'd say stop, but I thought maybe there's one more.
Just one more. You were going for that one more. Hey. I admire
you got good
that you have those guts.
You're the same now as you were before we talked to you.
Except I'm good. I got to talk to you guys.
That's nice.
We had a good conversation.
But seriously, is that worth $700?
Al Mack.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Hey, thank you for playing, Amy. Hey, you can still play. You can still get in next time.
$700. Oh, well.
Don't make it feel worse.
I'm sorry.
The girl Amy right there. She tried. And I like what she did. We'll play again in less than 1 hour. That password we gave you, forget about it. We're going to give you a new one. Okay?
Brand spanking new with the new password smell.
Yeah, less than 40 minutes away from that. And coming up next, how about we do... Are we going to do Craigslist Easter? Let's do Craigslist Easter.
Let's do it.
Oh, yes. Because...
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Easter.
What are you going to put in those baskets this year that you procrastinate and you don't know what to get? Craigslist has your back, and we looked all over it.
I didn't even know they made some of these things.
See, that's why you need Craigslist Easter. We'll give you those gifts next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're getting close to your next password for Beat the Bank. We just had Amy in the vault. Unfortunately, it closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, close. But it's okay. We do want to get a winner today.
We do.
So hopefully that'll be you. That's coming up shortly. But Easter is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you forget to get all your basket stuff for the gifting? Did you?
Not too late.
It's not too late.
Several days.
Especially right now because we're going to hook you up with...
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Easter.
Fully aware this is a Christmas song, everybody. We're fully aware, but this is just the song we use for Craigslist
really
stuff.
It's really all-purpose.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I just want to say, I got the last pick of the bunch, which y'all would think I got the worst of the crop. I think I got the best.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Because I think I got the best.
My
Craigslist Easter gift consists of time travel.
Well, why don't
go ahead with that. Now that you teased us, Kelly Rath teaser.
This way. Unused, older Balloon Fiesta calendars. There's three of them for $10. But listen to this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The 1994 calendar, remember, these have never been used, can be used in 2022 because the calendars match.
Oh, really?
Same. So it'll be 2022, but it's like you're living in 1994.
Whoa.
That is a mind trip right there. The 1999 calendar, it can be used again in 2021.
Oh.
And the 2001 calendar can be used now. 2018.
Oh, wow.
It's like time travel. Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty awesome.
They all have really beautiful pictures of balloons and stuff.
Yeah.
$10 for all three. And... guaranteed time travel. Beat that.
That's pretty good. I can beat that with Big Al's favorite four-letter word.
Free?
Free.
All right, my man.
How would you like a free couch?
I need a couch.
Perfect, Al. I got you right here, buddy.
Hope it's leather.
I don't know how it's going to fit in your Easter basket, but we're going to hook you up anyway.
Okay.
Structurally sound, cosmetically challenged black leather couch.
Oh.
Pressed leather has worn off because my roommate and his girlfriend. That's another story. It just needs a couch cover.
Pictures on Kid TV.
It's sunken in the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a pass on that one.
There was some making out going on that couch.
Something.
Yeah.
A slip cover can do wonders.
So many wonders. And it's free, Big Al.
Grandma didn't put a plastic cover on that one.
Yeah, you pick it up, by the way, if you want to get that bad boy.
Okay, you're going to hit the song again?
Yes, sir.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Easter, Jenna.
Easter.
You're getting way ahead of the year here.
I said Christ.
Yeah. Because I'm reading Christ on mine right now.
Okay. Go ahead, Al.
I'm sorry. For the aspiring rapper / lover of Easter, 2018 Easter mugs, double-sided. One side says hip, the other side says hop.
Got it.
There are three with light blue inside and three with light pink inside.
Those are cute.
Perfect for your Easter table. $10 each.
Those are cute.
And they're really timeless because hip hop is timeless.
It's here to stay.
It always is timeless.
As is the Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity hip. And what's your Christ present, Jenna?
Resurrection can be fun. Resurrection eggs, new in sealed package. Teach your children about Easter in a fun way.
Yeah.
Help children understand Easter with these new resurrection eggs, Spanish and English.
Oh, shout out.
12 colorful eggs, meaningful objects, and a devotional booklet bring the story of death and resurrection of Christ to life. A great way to tell children Jesus is alive. $10.
Yeah, my daughter made her own in Sunday school, and every year she gets out the egg crate and does the story. It's really cool.
That's
cool.
Actually a good gift.
It is.
I would actually like to get that for my kids.
Because it's the true meaning of Easter. This other candy and bunny stuff is just the fun. I mean,
get out of here, peeps.
The fact that Jenna said resurrection can be fun reminded us of the song we sang a few years ago. If you remember this one right here.
Come on. It's a Craigslist Easter sale. It's a bit that's sure to fail. Hippity hoppity Craigslist. You want
to
sing it? That's a better idea.
You wanted me to.
It's your line.
Okay. I apologize.
It's a Craigslist Easter sale. It's a bit that's sure to fail. Hippity. I didn't know. I forgot to stop again.
You forgot to stop.
Try it again.
That's what she said.
It's maybe a Craigslist Easter sale.
It's a bit that's sure to fail.
Hippity hoppity, Craigslist is on its way.
Now, Al.
Resurrection can be fun.
It's a bit that's sure to fail.
What?
Resurrection can be
fun. So that's why we're not doing that song today.
Resurrection can be fun.
You remember shortly after that, we have a video of this.
What?
The Lord struck you down. You fell and knocked over something on the wall right after that happened.
I did?
The full extended video of this. Yeah, you fell to the ground and something fell over on you.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. When you sing resurrection can be fun, I wouldn't doubt it. Really, really bad could happen to you after that. Really, really bad. I'm just
glad. Kid wrote that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely he did. I didn't.
And then the lyrics weren't really finished, so he was planning on us continuing the song.
Yeah.
Ad-lib it.
Yeah.
You got this.
But I didn't know the song. What do you got, Kelly?
No. Listen to this.
He's got another good one. Another good
Let's
one.
Reset the song, though.
Okay.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Easter.
Now, Craigslist, you think you're getting some good deals, but I decided to do a little comparison shopping for you.
Okay.
In case this item interests you, a carton of Pall Malls in the blue carton. These are the long 100s.
What are Pall Malls?
Cigarettes. They want $40. But it looks to me like there's two cartons.
Oh, the long ones, too.
So is it two cartons for $40? That'd be $20 per carton, correct?
That's a good deal, isn't it?
I think so.
But I looked it up.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good deal.
On cigarettestime.online.
Oh, I love that website.
They have them for $16.30 per carton. So is this $20 per carton for two? See, but then again, you might have to pay shipping and handling. So you might have to work this out with Craigslist.
Yeah.
But you can get your cig on with Pall Mall 100.
What is Pall Mall? P-A-L-L-M-A-L.
That's the name brand of cigarettes.
Yeah. I know that. I'm just saying.
Pall Malls.
Oh, okay.
Are they the skinny ones? Like the really skinny ones that look.
No, I think that's Virginia Slim.
Yeah, that's right.
And more.
Gotcha.
With brown cigarettes. I had a cousin used to smoke those.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, man.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Easter.
I did it.
Christmas.
Well, you who pointed it and made me nervous.
Oh. I did it 2 times ago.
Hey, who has $20?
I do.
Well, you could be the proud owner of this Big Daddy goblet.
Big Daddy.
Oh, that's right. 9 inches high, black with sequins.
Sequins.
I don't know why I said sequins.
Or sequins.
Yeah, sequins.
Sequins.
Definitely one of a kind.
Sequins.
How did I say sequins?
I love that.
I love it.
It's a chalice.
Oh, yeah, it's a chalice. Wow. It's a goblet.
We do need to get that for you.
I need a chalice.
I mean, that's J-Lo's nickname for you.
That's what she
Big
calls
Daddy.
You.
Big Daddy. Yeah.
And it's only $20.
Now, granted, you asked her to call you that, and she complied nicely. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, you
How
did?
Much is that?
Only 20. Only $20.
Now, we might be able to negotiate that a little.
Yeah, you probably can.
But it's got sequins.
Sequins.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good.
I'm going to pull ESL. I'm going to say my ESL kicked in, and I was just translating the Macarena song, so that's what's going on.
You can't fall back
I'm in Spanish mode right now. Thank you very much.
I love it. You can't write something like that.
I can't take the Spanish out of my body.
How about you do this? You get yourself a tiny house on wheels.
Huh?
It's a brand new 8x18 tiny house with queen loft and an additional storage loft, residential toilet, 32-inch by 33-inch, has a shower, large stainless steel kitchen sink with high-rise faucet and 19-gallon hot water heater. Man, they stuff a lot in this little bitty
thing. These people watch these shows on TV and think, I want one. It's just a glorified playhouse.
It's, yeah. Or,
you know, but that's cool.
People do live in these bad boys. It weighs in. It's on a trailer. It weighs in at 7,400 pounds. It's actually 196 square feet of fun, which includes the lofts.
How much is it?
It's $24,500.
Well, you know, one day.
In Ardmore, Oklahoma.
My husband has a dream to get one of these RV things and drive around the country.
Me too.
But why wouldn't you get one of these things and do it? Because it seems like
it's smaller. It's not as wide.
Than some of the RVs
RV, you can like walk around in it while it's moving. You're driving it and then somebody else can be walking around. This, you have to pull behind a truck or something.
I know, but still, I mean, if you get that.
I don't know. We can work it out.
Some of those things you hitch onto the back of a truck anyway.
This one. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Huh. I'm going to have to look into that.
I really want one of those. I'd put those in the backyard.
They do make them look so good until they show them taking a bath and their knees up to their chins. But they insist, I want to live smaller, but
I've
got to have a bathtub.
No, you don't.
And it's ridiculous. You're sitting in a bucket.
That's how they used to do it back in the old days, though.
Yeah.
And they were fine.
I saw one woman who insisted she had to have a shower, and the only way they could do it was outside. So she had to take a shower outside every time she bathed.
Hey, now.
Oh, see, I can't
y'all
do that.
People are crazy at that point.
Well, if you got a little private area, nothing wrong with that.
But still, you've got to go outside in the wintertime.
Yeah.
When it's raining, like.
Bugs?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
I don't know.
What else you got, Kelly? You got something else?
Well, we keep singing about being a Craigslist Christmas, so how about this?
Yes.
A Tasmanian Devil Christmas toilet seat.
Okay.
Oh,
if you're a fan of the Tasmanian Devil.
Who isn't?
And Christmas. And since we keep confusing Christmas with Easter here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, it's only $5. Hey, going to the toilet should make you happy. What makes you happier than looking at that toilet seat?
You have too much money when you're changing your toilet cover for the holiday.
But it's $5. Well, no, leave it up year-round because it would remind you to close the toilet seat, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because every time you want to make sure you get to see that pretty picture of the Tasmanian Devil and Christmas tree, it would make you close the toilet, see?
I get this from my mom because every time I go to my mother's house, she says, can you change the toilet seat for me? Because it's slippery. It keeps falling to the side.
Yes.
And so I keep trying to fix it. Two or three of us.
Just get her a new one.
Yeah, just get her a new one.
Those padded seats.
Yeah.
Oh, they still got them. And the heated ones.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that fancy yet.
Oh, padded. Yeah.
Padded,
yeah,
cool,
padded,
yeah.
Heated, and lit.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Got time for one more, Jenna?
Yes.
Come on.
Round wicker laundry basket or entryway basket or very large Easter basket.
There you go.
$15. Tons of uses for this nice wicker basket. You could even fill it up with tons of Easter eggs for all the kids at Sunday school.
A lot of eggs.
Grab this for just $15. Hours are appointment only, as I could be out and about picking things up. In addition, first come, first serve. No holds.
No holds.
So if you'd like this, be ready to get it quickly. It's going fast.
Wow. I can tell it's going to go fast. That's a cool basket.
Has a couple snacks.
A couple snacks. if you like any of those gifts, KidNation.com. We'll put them up there.
That's your Craigslist Easter right
there. Craigslist Easter. We got you this year, Kid Nation. And we got you with Beat the Bank. Your new password's coming up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Easter.
my kids want a bunny right now.
Yeah,
I heard they're the worst pets to have.
Why have you heard that?
Because they stink. That's why everybody tells me they stink. They smell bad.
Well, I mean, if you keep them clean on the reg.
Yeah. But I'm not going to do that, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be real about
that. Sure are sweet.
I know, they look cute. You always want to cuddle with a bunny, but they're not cuddly animals.
Come catch one in my yard.
I have them too. They're just
everywhere.
So fast. Hi, Leela.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all? It's so good to talk to y'all.
Thank you. So good to talk to you as well.
Are you already at work?
I am.
Okay, perfect. What do you do?
I work for the district attorney's office.
Hey.
Yeah.
The DA is what we call them.
Yeah.
The DA, yes.
Those in the know.
Those in the know?
Yes.
Those who've had to deal with the DA.
Sometimes I just call him Duh.
Yeah, they love that.
Yeah, that works.
Duh is my good buddy.
All
right, are you ready, Leela, to step up to the vault?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Hello.
Let's do this.
Please enter your password.
Cloudy.
Password accepted.
All right,
congratulations. You have gained access to the vault.
Oh.
Now all that we have left is to step in there, go inside with the vault, with the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. How gutsy are you feeling, Leela? Because it can't get up to $1,000. It doesn't have to.
Let that money fly.
Let that money fly, she says. Make sure you yell stop, because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing, okay?
All right, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Oh, she's ready to go. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
I like you.
100. 130. 200. 250.
250.
290.
290.
370.
470.
440.
440. 480.
470.
570.
630.
Stop.
630.
630. I've never had anybody repeat it every time.
Were you repeating that for your benefit or was someone listening?
I was repeating it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was telling my girls in here supporting me.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
I thought you were repeating it to see like how good it sounds.
and that too, that works.
6:30.
I didn't want to hear that noise, so I said, mm-mm, no more.
Nah, you don't want to hear that vault close on you. Well, you got $630. What are you going to do with that money, Leela?
I don't know. I'm
going to
spend it on myself. That's what they said I need to do.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm going to spend it on yourself.
Okay. And my kids.
Yeah, they can have a little bit. A little something.
I'm about them an Easter bunny.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, let me know how that goes, because my kids keep asking about that. Hey,
if it doesn't work out, I'll send it your way.
Okay. From what I'm gathering on the text is that apparently bunnies can be trained, so that's good news for us bunny
trained to
potential
do
parents.
Use a litter
I've already
box.
Trained two kids.
You're training.
I'm good.
Well, Leela, you got that $630 that goes in your purse, in your pocket, wherever you want to put it. But just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
720.
Ooh.
820.
Ooh.
Ooh. 1,000. Come on.
900.
Oh.
1,000.
Whoa. Oh. Well,
dang.
I'm not hating. That's fine. I'm not upset. I'm excited. I'm on the show. I won money. It didn't close on me.
You know? We're excited you won, too.
You're on the right side of the DA's. Yeah.
All good.
Sometimes you got to be safe. You got to be safe.
Congratulations.
All right. Leela, hold on. First, we'll get you all set up with your $630. And if you didn't get to play today, it's all good. We'll play again tomorrow twice a day. Just make sure you're listening up for those passwords that we give you. We'll give you two of them tomorrow.
Okay.
And hopefully you'll win that $1,000. We're still looking for our first one. You're coming up next. We found a good reason to ghost somebody. Or Jenna did.
To ghost?
I'm not a fan of ghosting. I'm not a fan
You're
of
not.
It being done to me. I would just prefer to say I'm not interested. I'm not going to go out with you again. But I will not respond to this person.
Oh, wow. Right. I'm not even respond.
What did this guy do? Find
JC
out.
He wants to catfish.
I want to catfish him. Yeah, I want to full-on Chris Hansen interview him. Wow. Like, what are you thinking, bro? We'll talk about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, dating can be hard, especially out there for a Jenna.
For a Jenna.
For the Jenna.
I mean, I'm not. I'm really not that worried about it. But
you've been out there and opening yourself up to go on dates and meet fellas.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Met any good ones?
You know, no.
No?
Mm-hmm. Maybe good ones that just aren't, there's no chemistry. That doesn't mean they're bad guys, there's no chemistry. Yeah.
I went out with a friend the other day and had a really great time.
There you go.
A guy that you got to know as a buddy and now could potentially...
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but I'm just... But I had that was the most enjoyable time I've had with someone in a while.
At the end of the hangout, did you give him the chin up look, like, if you want to? If you want to kiss... That look.
When we kiss.
Oh, okay.
Let's take it to another level.
Point, Jenna.
Oh my gosh, shave a little piece off of that marble.
Yeah.
Save that.
But it's also tough sometimes.
But yeah, I toggle around on the apps and I mean, I really don't like going on dates. I kind of just, or randomly being set up. I feel like I'm going to meet someone in the grocery store. It's going to be great, or working out.
Yeah.
That's fine. And until then, I'm totally happy. I have a lot going on. But I'll swipe around on these apps. And so someone came back into the picture that I hadn't talked to in a long time recently. We actually matched on a dating app over a year ago, and we talked a lot at the time. He actually didn't even live in this country, though. So how are we ever going to meet?
Yeah.
He traveled a lot for work.
Businessman, bro.
He traveled a lot for work. And so at one juncture, I think we were both going to be in the same city at the same time. Talked about meeting up. Never amounted to anything. And then just kind of stopped talking. I hear from him again over the weekend. And he's like, hey, I'm going to be in your city next week. Cool.
All right.
Perfect.
Do you want to meet up? Yeah.
Chicken brown cow.
Sure. All right. I mean, I hadn't even really thought about him. Like, yeah, why not, though? Hey, if it's convenient.
Yeah, and it's cool that he just popped out of nowhere and like, oh, cool, you liked them before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he said, again, after I said, sure, he said, you want to meet me? With lots of emojis. Now,
oh, God.
Minus a point, but his English, not so good.
Shout out.
So I'll let it slide.
So you want to meet me.
Does he have sequins on his jacket?
Sequins, yeah. He wears a lot of sequins. So...
Are they happy emojis, or are they the emojis where you got grossed out?
Just a variety.
Okay.
Emojis in general, unless it's a real great use of it. I just don't think it's warranted to send me five, like, tongue out, eyes closed, winky face, stop. Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, that's too many. I'm down with one emoji as a guy, but that's way too many. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I got you.
So I said, sure. Where are you staying? What area of town? You know, so I could kind of get a grasp on that. I have a busy week, you know. And he was like, I don't know yet. I'll let you know. I said, well, great. Let me know. And I can swing by and we can grab some dinner. Because I kind of figured it's kind of weird when someone from out of town's visiting. Because even though in most situations you think the guy should come, you should meet the guy, take you on a date. I kind of feel like, well I'll drive to him in this scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. I mean, he can meet me there or I'll drive to him.
What food emojis did he use?
He did not.
Now you're just like, now you don't know what you're eating.
But there's probably a restaurant in the hotel.
So in the meantime, when I'm waiting on him to respond with where he's staying, I go to his Instagram because I have not... thought about this person, or I don't follow him online. I just thought, I'll go. And he has an Instagram. I was like, I'm going to go check him out and see what he's been up to this past year.
Get all turned on before the date.
Get a little investigating.
Yeah, that's right.
Pre-date, yeah.
Has he been hitting the gym hard? Let's see.
Oh, wow.
He's very, his level of fitness is...
pretty good.
Peak, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But he's been busy. He's been really busy.
Okay.
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, wait a minute.
Post photos of, and they look very happy with their baby.
Oh, well, maybe they have an understanding.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not in on that kind of understanding.
So.
So it gets better.
They could be on a break.
They could be on a break. That's right, Al.
And then girlfriend photos,
they just aren't dating and they just decided to co-parent.
I still have pictures of my ex-girlfriend on my social.
Very recently posted.
Yeah, like a couple
happy family, like days ago.
A couple days ago.
And you're right. Maybe they have an agreement. That's not where I'm at in my life, though. You know, I don't want to be a mistress. I don't want to mess with that.
No,
I want to date someone.
He's just coming to town. It's not like this is just like going to dinner with somebody because he's
totally
in the same town.
Right. It's just going to dinner and then a message pops up from him and it says, we can sleep together.
Huh?
Oh.
Okay.
His English very bad.
Yeah.
Straight to the point, huh, buddy?
Maybe.
Response. Him? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
I would never respond.
Me? No response. Then I get a text.
Oh.
So we can sleep together finally. No response.
Who is this guy?
Oh my gosh.
That's
seriously,
hilarious.
Just done. Just
wait,
I'm done. I'm out.
Maybe he's jet lagged.
Uh-huh.
And he's traveling from another country.
No.
And he just wants to take like a... They have Craigslist people that just want to snuggle with you. I'm trying to have you
maybe
back.
Maybe he
home
thinks
boy.
You're VRBO.
What's that? BRBO.
Vacation rental.
Oh.
So I'm out on that.
Cool. Jenna was all excited. She wants to make somebody an espresso because she's got her machine.
Gosh, I am going to.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't wait. I got to make you coffee.
See? So call
make some
hey,
breakfast.
You know what?
No. I'm not messing with that. I'm out.
Give him credit. He's direct. He's like, look.
You know what, Kelly? He has
it. You don't have to say no, but no, I'm just saying. He's saying, this is what I'm expecting. I'm going to buy you dinner.
But isn't that a given? Isn't that a given? You go on a date, a guy's hoping for something like that as we're adults in this age.
He doesn't have time to wine and dine you. He's only in town for a minute. He got to know if you're not working out, he's got to go to plan B.
You
got to
go to plan B and plan C.
But.
And I have thrown it out, not recently.
What if?
I've thrown it out there way long time ago. Like, just talking to a girl. Hey, you ready? You ready to go?
You were that forward?
Oh, yeah!
I've had that line used before.
Years and years ago.
Did it work?
Maybe once out of 20 times. But you know.
I get that, but you've also been hanging out at the bar or seen her or something like this.
And what if Jenna was a cray-cray? And he sent this on text. She could easily destroy him.
I could.
And send it to his girl.
I could. Who this person is, I could destroy them.
You could.
Yeah.
100%. Send it to the girlfriend and be like, yo, this is what your man, or husband, I don't even, are they married?
I mean, whatever. The girlfriend's probably used to it. If it's with me and he doesn't even know me, he probably does this all the time.
Yeah.
And people actually do it.
Right. Wow.
See, that's perfect side piece type bait.
Right.
I mean, just throwing it out there, you know?
And I'm entree right now, Al. Like, I'm entree mood, you know? I'm in the mood to be someone's entree, dessert, all of it.
You want to be the main dish, too.
I'm out.
You want to be side order?
I'm no appetizer or side of fries.
Can I get an a la carte, Jenna?
It's time for Tidbit News.
Since we're along these lines, Jen, at least this didn't happen to you, because a guy in New Zealand went to a woman's house back in 2015, told her that he'd been poisoned.
Okay.
Baby, I'm dying. And for him to get better, they needed to, you know.
Do it.
And because it would help him sweat it out, because that's what the guy said. The guy told him, the only way you can get rid of this poison that we just got on you is to go do that. Find a random girl. So he did this. And she wanted to be a hero, so she actually did it, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's beautiful.
Once that happened, he kept going back, because just to make sure.
I'm dying again.
He was sweating it out, yes. Until she finally was like, wait a minute, I've had enough. And confronted him over it.
Mm-hmm.
And she twisted his arm, and he goes, yeah, we just playing. So he's going on trial now for doing that to the girl.
What did he do wrong?
What?
Misled her, and then
what dating is.
But yeah,
what?
She was stupid.
They were not dating, Al. This was.
But she was. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't use stupid as a defense,
right? I mean, misleading.
Pity for sweat. Go jog. You don't say okay. That's ridiculous.
That's what happens.
Just sit in a steam room.
He kept coming back for the next few months, telling her she needed to keep going, or these mysterious people would attack her family. So then he started threatening.
Oh.
And it worked for this guy. See? Could have been worse, Jenna.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.